News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Governor Scott Walker announcing the hiring of Ray Cross. He will be the next president for the University of Wisconsin system. Cross served as a chancellor of the UW Extension, which is their outreach division, and UW Colleges, all the system's two-year colleges, since 2011. Governor said that he has a unique combination of experience and drive for innovation, which were instrumental as they worked together on the launch of the new UW Flex option. Walker made a statement today adding that Ray's leadership and collaboration skills will help improve the excellence of higher education in Wisconsin. Cross replaces Kevin Riley, who stepped down last month. Officials still trying to figure out just what caused an explosion at a town of Wausau home early this morning. Sheriff Scott Park says deputies were on the scene quickly after the 911 call.
We had a squad that was relatively close, could see that there was a fireball, and then also arrived on scene and noticed that there was substantial fire coming out of the residence.
The house is said to be a total loss. All the outer walls of the house charred and no longer standing. Neighbors said that the roof just went, just like that. Officials say suspicious devices were found inside the home, but they have no other information as to what they could be. A family member has told local media that they don't believe any suspicious devices exist. State Assembly's Criminal Justice Committee has approved a series of bills aimed at prescription drug and heroin use. State Representative John Nygren introduced four bills that would allow responders to administer a heroin overdose counter drug called Narcan. Another bill would provide immunity to 911 callers reporting an overdose. On the prescription drug front, the Marinette Republican also submitted a bill to allow cities and towns to run prescription drug collection drives. Supporters say in nearby states, drug collection drives have proven very successful in the disposal of expired or unwanted prescription drugs. The full assembly will consider those proposals Tuesday. Wisconsin getting a dramatic increase in the number of hospitalizations from the flu. State epidemiologist Tom Hoff said that includes more admissions to intensive care units. He's also concerned about the age groups being affected by the N1H1 strain, resulting in hospital stays and the use of ventilators. Former Rhinelander man will get 10 years in federal prison, and he'll have to repay $1.3 million for defrauding insurance companies. 43-year-old John Henricks III sentenced today in federal court for using the U.S. mail to defraud insurance companies. Assistant U.S. Attorney Tim O'Shea says Oneida County officials did the bulk of the work.
They recognized that this was an important case. They recognized that it was important to do the hard work to hold Mr. Henricks accountable, and they did the work, and they the credit in this, you know, more than 10-year sentence goes to the Oneida County Sheriff's Department.
Officials say Henricks was filing false work orders and staging traffic crashes to collect funds from those insurance agencies. Oneida County Sheriff Grady Hartman said Henricks spent some time hiding the funds from the police.
We're not going to be able to find all the money for restitution. Mr. Henricks is going to have to make some payments on that after he's done with his lengthy prison sentence.
In court today, Judge Barbara Crabb said Henricks, quote, couldn't be trusted to tell the time of day, end quote, and refused to have the routine lowering of sentence for admitting guilt. He'll spend 121 months in a federal prison. Walmart has been a political punching bag for Democrats for many years, and most recently over their health care coverage for employees. But now it turns out the Walmart plan may actually be cheaper than Obamacare. Fox News correspondent Shannon Bream has more of the evidence.
According to one new analysis, it's much more affordable than Obamacare. That conclusion from the Washington Examiner comes following calls from the left for strikes and unionization at Walmart amid accusations that the retailer provides its employees, quote, inconsiderable benefits. The Examiner tasked independent insurance agents with comparing the options, and here's one example of what they found. An average 30-year-old woman could pay $205 a month for a non-subsidized Obamacare plan. The same woman would pay $40 a month for a similar Walmart plan. A spokeswoman for the Department of Health and Human Services responds that, quote, the marketplace gives Americans who don't have access to health care through work a chance to enroll in quality, affordable coverage. In the new marketplace, consumers can compare a wide range of plans to find one that meets their needs.
That's Fox News correspondent Shannon Bream. The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns. Overnight, temperatures steady and slowly rising, a low of 9, south wind at 5 to 10. Friday, mainly cloudy, a combination of a wintry mix to snow by late afternoon, a high of 31. Friday night, snow maybe 2 to 4 inches for much of the area, low 25. Saturday's outlook, snow showers early, then turning partly cloudy, high of 32. It'll be mostly cloudy and 33 on Sunday. Looking ahead to Monday, some snow possible again, high 24. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.